Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
So this morning, we take a look at how you can use boxing to help you obtain your fitness goals and just lead a healthy lifestyle in general. And we're profiling BoxFit, a boxing fitness center that helps ordinary people to achieve their fitness goals and stay strong. Today on the line, joining me on the line is head coach at BoxFit Gym in Glen Hazel, Simon Domingo. So welcome to the show, Simon.
Thank you very much.
Simon, please talk to me about the story behind a BoxFit gym and what sets your gym apart from a traditional one.
Okay, so basically, BoxFit is a boxing gym, and we use boxing to try to get to the world, you know, to show them that it's not only the physical part of it, it's not the hitting part of it, mm-hmm. that you can break a sweat and still get results.
All right, fantastic. So, you know, speaking of making sure that people understand that this is a white-collar boxing, as you call it, as in you won't be hit on the nose, on the face, and, you know, it's what are you focusing on? So I come through the door and I'm kind of fit, not in an appalling state, but I really am looking to ramp up my stamina. I'm also looking to, you know, get a bit of definition and get cut a little bit and maybe lose a little bit of fat around the middle. What are the paces you're going to take me through in a typical BoxFit workout?
Okay, as you already know, boxing uses your whole body. You need your whole body to be able to box. Because the power of your punch comes from your legs. Yes, as much as it's all upper body, it looks like it's all upper body. You need your legs to be able to hit hard. So as you come in, we show you how you need to use your whole body to mm-hmm. throw a punch effectively. And that takes, you know, it takes effort. It takes work. You know, you need to get your form right. And that on its own, it's a workout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You involve your legs and your upper body to be able to strike.
Okay. You know, you talk about utilizing your entire, your whole body in order to be able to strike. That form is very, very important. What are the sort of fundamentals that BoxFit is also based on? So if, for instance, I am doing something like Pilates, I'm focusing on my core, my musculoskeletal integration. What do you base BoxFit on fundamentally?
Okay, so I wouldn't base it on one, you know, muscle group. Because
mm-hmm.
with boxing, you need your whole body. Your whole body needs to work together as a unit because you need to have a strong core to be able to take shots to the stomach,
mm.
if you get what I'm saying, you see. You need to have a strong upper body to be able to throw punches or take. You need to have strong legs to be able to move around. So we focus on your whole body, basically.
Sure.
We show you how you move. We show you how to move. We show you how to protect yourself. And we show you how to strike. So all in all, boxing is all in one, basically. If I can say it's all in one, where you have to work the whole body.
All right. Equipment used, we know typically in a boxing boxing gym, we've obviously got the ring, we've got our gloves, we've got the skip rope. What else are we utilizing? What can I look forward to engaging with?
So boxing bag as well. Boxing mm-hmm. bag, as you know, we don't use much weight, so we try to use your own body weight
sure.
to make you lose weight. So that's the strongest way you can. So basically, you got a bag, you got a hand, hit it. That's what I'm trying to show you. Hit it.
Yeah.
Hands, you got, and coming back to your white collar. So white collar is basically something that we host. It's a show that we used to host that as between amateur boxing and pro boxing.
Mm.
So basically, it's in between for your working people, your everyday people that would like to experience how it feels to be a fighter but do not want to get hurt. Like, it's not a dream. They do not want to become Floyd Mayweather. They just
yes.
want to feel the lights, camera, the audience, the ring, how it feels to be in a ring. So you get your lawyers coming to compete in that, and it's safe.
Mm.
See, if everybody's geared up and there's no winner, it's to get that experience to vote. I've been trained for a whole month,
yeah,
and I can do this.
Mm. Tell me, how has COVID sort of changed the way in which you train people? Are you dealing with one-on-one situations? Do you offer classes or smaller classes? What's different now?
Different now is that our group classes is reduced, because we're trying to keep everybody away from each other as possible while still getting that perfect workout. Because as a boxing gym, we're not there for you to just come in, hey, you're in the gym, do as you wish, and you get that personal training, even in a class training. So the coach is there telling you, do this, do that, throw a jab, throw a cross, move here, run. So that's affected us in some way. If we had a class of 10 to 20 people, has gone down to 8-5 people, because we're trying to keep everybody safe while still getting that experience.
Mm, absolutely. Who comes through your door, Simon? Who do you see? Is it men, women? Are younger people taking up BoxFit?
It's actually everyone, to be honest, everyone. So you get kids, parents bringing their kids because they feel like, okay, he's being bullied at school. I feel like my child's core is not so strong. I just want you guys to help him build. Because as we know, training builds up confidence. Uh-huh. Not just something that you do just for the fun of it. It builds confidence. So we get kids coming in because they want to build up their confidence. We get them to learn how to protect themselves if in a situation. We get women that come learn self-defense. Because as you know, boxing is a martial art on its own.
Sure.
So, yeah, and we get men to just come because, look, I want to stay fit, but I don't want to do it just by lifting weights. I want to be able to defend myself if I have to do it. So boxing is basically come in, learn how to defend yourself, stay fit, get ripped, all in one.
Sure. You know, and when you talk about the boxing and boxing as a way of building confidence, I just want to, you know, if you can share sort of a transformation story with us. You know, the difference between having a client who comes in, has never done the sport before or never done BoxFit before, and then 6 months later, what are the sort of differences that you see in a person's demeanor and how they approach life or think of themselves?
Okay. So I'll give you a story. There was a lady that came through our gym. She had a wedding. She was getting married in 5 weeks. She was getting married in 5 weeks. She walked in the door. She brought a kid, actually. She brought a kid to come train. And she was like, I'm getting married in 5 weeks. We're like, listen, we want to take on that challenge. We're going to try. But you could see that she didn't have that confidence. You know, she's getting married in 5 weeks. She just came out of lockdown. She's like, I'm not the way I want to be. You know, I want to look good. I want to feel happy when I get married. Because as we know, marriage is a happy thing, you know. You
aren't just married
walking down the aisle with a bad thing. So we took upon that challenge and we used boxing to transform her within 5 weeks. And 2-3 weeks down the road, you could see her attitude changed. You know, the first day she'd complain, like, no, it's fine. I don't want this anymore. She'll do 30 minutes of training. And as time went, you'll find her at the gym waiting for you. Like, you 30 minutes early. Like, yeah, I just feel good. I want to train. Open the gym, and let's do this. And she lost weight. She lost weight for a wedding. She was happy. She was excited. Even the pictures show that, whoa, this is not the same woman.
Did she stick with it?
In the door. Yes, she stuck with it. So after that, it's a lifestyle now.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a lifestyle. Like, I just need to leave my house. I need to go train. I need to get that confidence. I just need to... Yeah, I need to go see the gym.
Tell me, Simon, when you are dealing with your clients and whatever their fitness goals are or their body goals are, what do you advise them to do when it comes to nutrition and food?
So basically, you know, as it comes to that, training and losing weight, it's basically 80% is eating and 20% is training. So we can train as hard as we want, but if we don't eat right, you basically just, you come, you lose weight, you train, you go back and you put it all in. So, and, you know, not everybody can afford to live a luxury life where you can get proper meals every day to keep fit.
Sure.
So we tell them, if you cannot do that, what you can do is reduce what you're eating currently until you're able to reduce it. Reduce it to a handful, because remember, it's all about sacrifice. You know? You want results, you need to sacrifice. So we try to advise people, you cannot buy ABCD, I cannot afford ABCD. Reduce what you're eating. You know, cut off a few things. You're eating bread every day, cut off the bread. You know,
got it.
You're eating pop every day, cut off that. Eat less of it.
All right. So, you know, what I'm keen to find out is one can come approach you and either start and tailor a package towards what my needs are, from nutrition to just taking me through, right, what my fitness levels are. Do I just step through the door and start training right away? Or is there an assessment period before I begin BoxFit? And I sit down with you, Simon, and we plot our journey and set some targets and set some goals.
No, okay, so it is like that. It is like that. So we sit. So as you come into the gym, you come, you get welcomed, and you ask you, okay, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What made you walk through the gym? And then you tell us, okay, I want to lose weight, or I want to get fit. Then we break it down to you. This is the process. This is how we're going to go through this. You're going to have to eat right. We have a nutrition at the gym that if you want, it's not by force at LS, you need to start eating right. You need to start eating right or you won't get your results. No. We're there to help you. We're there to build confidence. So as you come in, we welcome you, and then we break it down to you. Okay, this is what you want to do. This is what you need to do to get to what you want to achieve. And then from there, we give you a three-day trial. So we have a one-day, three-day trial. When you come in, try it out. You want to make sure that you are happy with what you're walking into. You know, we don't want to ambush you. Boom, I've paid. Now I've got to train. No. So we welcome you. Come up with a free trial and take it from there.
Fantastic stuff. Simon Dominguez, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you joining us and sharing your work and your passion with us. And it sounds like the BoxFit journey is indeed a fun one. Definitely addictive if your client's testimony or your client's story is anything to go by. Thanks so much for your time, Simon.
No, it's a pleasure.
All right, that's Simon Dominguez, head coach at BoxFit Gym, and they're based out in Glen Hazel.